First off, congrats.
Thank you.
It's the Glamour Magazine 10 College Women of the Year, correct?
It is.
Tell me, what are some of the criteria about who gets on this list?
So the Glamour, it's actually a 61-year-old competition, which is unbelievable. Martha Stewart won it years ago when she was in college. It's a really cool legacy of young women doing cool stuff. It's based on extracurricular activities outside, both inside the school system and outside of it, your grades. Almost everybody on the list this year is running an organization, running a company, running an initiative, doing something really, really cool, both in and outside of the classroom.
You've spoken very humbly on social media about the attributes and accomplishment of the other nine women. Are you still a little freaked out that you made the list?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And reading the bios of the other winners, I was just sitting there going, what am I doing on this list? And all of us got on a call together via FaceTime, and it was remarkable because every single one of us had the same thoughts. We were like, what are we doing on this list?
Well, obviously somebody thought something of you. Talk a little about what you think set you apart for this list.
It's not very common, I think, to be running a national organization and be a full-time undergrad. I think it's not very common because it's hard and kind of frustrating and awful at times, but it is possible. Most people don't get the opportunity to get to do what I've done in undergrad and really be able to build a company and make a pretty big impact while also getting your degree. Most people don't get the opportunity to do that, and we've had it as a team and as a company. And I think that's really part of what has set us apart is that we've, you know, opened it in 2015. We're now in 49 U.S. states and territories, moved about 1.75 million pounds of food, just really plugging away one day at a time.
We last had you on the air in 2015, so you're overdue. That's like, you were named one of 10 Women of Worth by L'Oreal, and there were some 6,000 nominees for that contest. Do you know how many nominees there were for the Glamour contest?
I don't. I know it was a lot. I know that's also not very helpful as an answer.
And besides some really outstanding publicity, what are you getting out of this?
Each of us gets about $3,000, which is fantastic because none of us get paid very well to run the initiatives that we're running here, but you're paid at all. So that will be lovely. That will definitely be how I'm paying for my organic chemistry textbook this fall. The publicity, honestly, is really, really wonderful. And getting to meet these other young people is fantastic because we're in a very strange Venn diagram of having employees and trying to make payroll and feeling like you have to be responsible for a whole lot of people besides yourself. But then also you have midterms, you have finals, you have a lab partner who just drops a course in the middle of the semester and now you're toast. That's a really unique situation to be in, and it can be hard to find people who get the really weird intersection of your problems. So it's really neat to talk to these other young women that are in the same boat.
Believe it or not, I don't read Glamour, so I don't know when it comes out. Is that monthly? Is it every week?
Now I think it's twice. So the issue is out, and it is the June-July, so I believe it is once every 2 months.
Okay, so the June-July issue is the one that you're in, and there's a photo spread and a paragraph or two about you?
Yeah, and an interview with all of us. It's been really neat. And Anne Hathaway is on the cover, which is the closest I will ever get to Anne Hathaway.
Very nice. And what year are you at American now, and what's your major?
I am finally a senior.
Okay.
Finally a senior. I am a public health major on the pre-med track. So Bachelor of Science in Public Health with my biochemistry, organic chemistry, human anatomy, all of those other prerequisites met.
Okay. And you're planning to graduate when and then do what?
So I will graduate in May of 2019, if all goes to plan. I'm going to take a year off and then hopefully go to medical school.